Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a fantastic idea, and the phone number, exactly as Billy says, we've named him Billy, is 855-99. The 855 means that you don't pay for it if you're still using a landline. Who are you? A 99, I don't know, I just kind of 99, and then Dr. Joy, for obvious reasons, yay! If you're not, if you can't actually see the letters on your phone, you know who you are. Don't worry about it. What you do is you just do 855-99-37569, okay? And that will get you through just as quickly and just as easily as anything else. So there you go. My computer just completely melted. Why is my computer doing that?
That's not good.
No, it's not. It says it quit unexpectedly. You know, I just figured that out all by myself. It just went... So then the little sign says... You know the stupidest words in the English language? Sorry for the inconvenience. Right?
Yeah.
We should come up with irritating phrases, but that's got to be just about the top of the list.
Maybe that's the most irritating phrase
in the English language.
Yeah.
Sorry for the inconvenience. And it covers everything, right? I was stuck in an elevator for 2 hours, and they're saying sorry for the inconvenience. I thought, inconvenience! I'm claustrophobic! I'm stuck in an elevator! It's not inconvenience! Horror! That was one. I was stuck in a subway. Sorry for the inconvenience. Same issue. Have you ever called up with a complaint about something, either calling your bank or anybody, and you get someone who doesn't speak English because they don't live in America or anywhere near?
Yeah.
And so when you say things like, I was charged for something I didn't pay for, or someone stole my credit card, they say, we're sorry for the inconvenience. And then when you say, or more likely they say, and you say, what? And they say, and you say, as politely as possible, because, look, they speak your language a lot better than you speak theirs. So, and I'm always mindful of that. I think that they're smarter than I am because they speak another language that I couldn't possibly deal with. So, but then the third time they go, and then they say, I said, I can't understand you. And I, I'm not trying to be mean. I just, what? Then they say, sorry, inconvenience. And then I can understand. Sorry for the inconvenience. Which, of course, does nothing to my blood pressure. But that, so this one, my computer just completely crashed. And this little sign comes up that says, sorry for the inconvenience. Are you kidding me? I'm doing a live radio program and my computer just went out. All right, but I'm doing better than the Wisconsin mayor. Did you see that? The groundhog bit him yesterday on live TV. I think that's a Wisconsin Wayne saying, get out of my life. sorry for the inconvenience. I want to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
There you go. So, all right. Today in history should kind of, today is, so we put up a bunch of new thingies on Facebook, and they basically have to do with stories that we've been covering. We put up, what's your most accurate or inaccurate prediction? Because we were talking about Punxsutawney Phil yesterday, and Staten Island Stan, and then Wisconsin Wayne. I don't know if his name is Wisconsin Wayne. His name is probably Wisconsin Werewolf. I'm sorry, that just sort of appealed to me greatly. But that's just because my computer crashed and it said sorry for the inconvenience. But today is a day that, and so we put that up, what's your most accurate and inaccurate prediction? And I'm not assuming you're a psychic, but I think most of us say things like, that marriage will never last, and they're 50 years down the road, or it's going to be a boy, and it turns out to be twin girls. What else? You'll have to come up with your own predictions. I'm not going to give you a whole lot list of predictions, but what's the most accurate or inaccurate thing you've ever come up with? We also put up, something just crashed. I hope it wasn't anything that was really important to me at this moment because, I don't know. We also put up, do you have any sports heroes left anymore? And I know Manny still loves Tom Brady, but, I mean, do you really think he didn't know those footballs were inflated? I mean, here's a guy who touches, like, a gazillion footballs, you know, on an hourly basis. Do you really think he can't tell the difference between an inflated and uninflated football?
Yeah, I mean, he's not an idiot, neither is Belichick. I mean, I think they had a pretty good idea of what was going on there, but
I think they thought they were going to get away with it, and they almost did.
Well,
I mean,
if you think about it, isn't that why anybody does anything like that? You know,
because they think they can get away with it.
Because they think they can get away with it.
Well, and you know, when they get caught, you know what they're going to say? Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, probably.
You know, and a friend of mine who's a Patriots fan said, well, you know, a physics professor explained why that could happen. And I thought, you know, maybe 3 or 4, but 11 out of 12, come on.
Yeah, and the only one that wasn't partially deflated was the ones that the kickers use.
Yeah, because that has to be pretty solid or... Yeah. That doesn't go any place.
And that's the ball that's specifically for the kickers. So, you know, the quarterback and none of the players or anything are going to touch that ball.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and you notice that none of the players touch any of the balls during the Super Bowl. And except a commercial that said, keep away from the balls or something like that. I just, when that phrase came on the screen, I thought, wow! But apparently nobody else had that reaction because there wasn't really, I didn't hear any chatter about that.
Yeah.
But my response was, maybe I just have a unpleasant mind or something. But I don't remember. And the ad said some people took offense at our statement, so they changed one of the verbs or something. Anyway, all right. Day in history. It's an odd, odd day in history, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, it is the day that the music died. Buddy Holly, Richie Valli, and the Big Bopper in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a movie about that. Which was really scary.
A couple movies.
Yeah.
I think they did one of the Big Bopper.
And they did the Buddy Holly story. That was Gary Busey was his first movie, and he got nominated for an Oscar for it.
Mm-hmm. And then you remember,
he was good.
And then you remember Lou Diamond Phillips did La Bamba for Richie Valens.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So one of the things we asked on Facebook is your favorite. I said record, but I mean, nobody has records. I guess it's your favorite. And I would say rock and roll because, I mean, I guess it's, you can put up anybody. You can put up Frank Sinatra. Maybe we should say recording artist. Because if I say, which is interesting that we still use the word recording, because I guess we still record DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows from records anymore, except they're having a comeback. Vinyl is having this whole new kind of resurgence. The problem about vinyl is that... you can't find record players. I actually had a record player. I couldn't get a needle.
Really?
You couldn't find a needle, yeah.
Hmm.
All right, Massachusetts started the real problem today in 1690, the first paper money in the Americas.
Hmm.
I guess before that, people bartered.
Hmm.
Or gold or something. In 1783, Spain, God bless Spain, recognizes the United States' independence. That's an important thing of when foreign countries recognize your independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. 16th, this is another bad day. 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, income tax.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. 1913. 102 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
Well, that was one of the Super Bowl ads, taxation without representation. They said, well, what if you could file for free and everybody went home? You're still paying the taxes, folks.
Yeah.
The longest streetcar tunnel in the world, almost 12,000 feet in San Francisco, the Twin Peaks Tunnel. Twin Peaks mostly, I think, is now known for the weird TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you're feeling a little... under the weather today, in 1947, the lowest temperature in North America was recorded in Snag, Yukon, which was -63.9 degrees Celsius, which is -83 Fahrenheit. Sounds much colder in Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
83 degrees below zero. And Frank Serpico was shot on this day in 1971. I told you, it's a weird day in history.
Yeah.
But make it less weird. Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. All right, so here's I think a story that's pretty interesting for a whole bunch of reasons. I will just give you the headline to start with and see if that doesn't sort of grab your attention, essentially. It says the court finds, it was a jury, found California man jury of 27 counts of felony in revenge porn case. Now, the issue seems to be not so much guilty and not so much California, although that both of those play into this. But revenge porn. Do you know what revenge porn is, Manny?
I think this is one of those.
Well, give it a shot. I mean, this is one of those things. I suppose if you know what it is, then you're in trouble, and as well as if you don't know what it is.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is like if you made a video of yourself and your ex, and she upsets you, and you guys break up, and you decide to, I guess, make some money off of that particular video.
Well, I think you're exactly right, except I think you don't necessarily have to be, it doesn't necessarily have to be
for profit, just more.
Well, it doesn't have to necessarily be for profit, it doesn't necessarily have to have you in it, and it doesn't necessarily, it turns out that pornography is really defined very loosely, so to speak, in this case, yeah, as just being naked.
Right.
So, you know, and I actually thought about asking on Facebook, do you allow naked pictures? Do you allow your significant other to take naked pictures of you? But I decided that there was probably too much information to have about my listeners. You know, I don't think
so. You're going
a
lot of different directions, probably.
All right. Yeah, exactly. No, maybe not. There's a revenge porn website that allowed jilted ex-lovers to post private photos of their former wives or girlfriends. Now, look, apparently this is exclusively men posting pictures of women, right? No women posting pictures of men.
Right.
Which in and of itself is pretty interesting. He was guilty of 21 counts of identity theft and 6 counts of extortion by a jury after 26 women came forward claiming their photos were posted on the website YouGotPosted.com. Right, this dude is 28, yeah. The jury was unable to reach verdicts on one count of conspiracy and one count of identity theft, prompting the judge to declare a mistrial. They said more than 10,000 images were posted on the website between December 2nd, 2012 and September 17th, 2013. So that's basically 8 months, right? 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, September's the 9th month, so 10 months. So less than a year. 10,000. After which the website was shut down. Each of the images... wait, you're going to love this part. Each of the images came with the victim's name, age, home address, and a link to her Facebook page.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And that's where the identity theft came from.
Yeah.
They show emails sent by women demanding that their pictures be removed. He refused, instead asking for amounts ranging from $300 to $350 to take down the images. He earned $10,000 from extorting his victims the entire time. He also ran, this is a cutie pie here, a second website, ChangeMyReputation.com, which contained the very same images. Unknown to the women, the two websites have the same management. They also ended up paying hundreds of dollars to ChangeMyReputation.com to have their photos removed.
This guy's off the charts. Wow.
Someone said, it makes me sick that you run this as your little family business. His attorney, who is a woman, does not deny their client ran the two websites. She also admits that it may have been sleazy and immoral.
You think?
She argues that he's not responsible for the photos posted on the website, saying he cannot be held liable for what other people want to publish. Is it illegal, she said, to host a website where bad things happen? Is it illegal to hold up a big blank canvas to anyone who wants to paint it? The conviction is the very first of its kind in California, which is the very first state to have a law that illegalizes revenge porn websites or websites where users anonymously submit embarrassing photos of their former lovers, most of whom are women in nude and explicit poses. On October 1, 2013, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law a bill that prohibits anyone from posting identifiable nude images of their lovers after a breakup. This one's going to be challenged by the ACLU. He's now taken into custody, will be sentenced on April 3rd, to events on April Fool's Day. He faces a maximum punishment of 20 years in prison. So you can see why I desperately wanted to ask my listeners. I mean, well, I want to ask my listeners, do you have naked pictures of you?
No.
Flying around that? No.
I mean, there's no reason for me to do that. You know, like,
Well, I mean, it just seems to me that I know everybody's got, cameras on their phones these days, so it's pretty easy to snap a photo of somebody. But presumably, most of these were voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems that sort of letting somebody take naked pictures of you doesn't seem real smart.
Well, when you had the what was the thing that came out a few months ago with the bunch of celebrities were getting
hacked.
You had the Kate Upton and Justin Verlander thing, and I mean, it's just,
well, I'll tell you, this isn't new. When I lived in San Francisco, I ran an apartment, and I was cleaning, you know, I was just cleaning out the drawers, and behind, you know, just, I think I was putting shelf paper down or something, and behind one of it had a lot of built-in shelves and stuff, and behind one of the drawers in the bedroom was this envelope. I mean, you can see where this is going. And there were all these pictures. Fortunately, I had never met the people who had rented the apartment before I did. I now can identify them in line up. And there were all these naked pictures. And so my first thought was, wow, how stupid is that to leave them behind? And second of all, I mean, I guess people do. It's not one of those. I'm not a picture taker to begin with. You know, I go on vacation, and I love going places, and I really don't take very many pictures, just because it's always seemed to me that taking pictures puts literally something between you and the experience. And you know, I can remember as a kid kind of being locked in rooms of people showing me their vacation pictures. And I really didn't, I mean, if you're not there, if it didn't happen to you, I mean, some nice pictures, but they're always like 15 of the same thing, and you weren't there, and it really doesn't have much meaning to you. And you always had to pretend that you thought their vacation pictures were great. But it was just, so I really didn't take vacation pictures very much. I have a couple of pictures of my daughter when she was growing up. But, I mean, I'm not a picture person particularly, and the idea of someone saying, "Oh, I hate having my picture taken," and it's sort of part of my job description, unfortunately, these days, and you just sort of grin and bear it, or grin and don't bear it in my particular case. But the idea of having someone take naked pictures of you, it just has never appealed very much.
Yeah,
I mean, even in a bathing suit, I'm a little bit, what are we doing this for?
Yeah.
If nothing else, comparing it to, you know, who I was then and who I am now, you seldom do well in the comparison. So, alrighty, folks, 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got a bunch of Facebook questions for you to answer. And if any of them strike your fancy, give me a holler about it rather than just typing me about it. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Everything is easier out here. It's
Sandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just like dealing with a lot of chaos right now with my children. They're all grown, but it just seems like they bombard me with all kind of things all the time.
All right, let me see if we can get some order. Sandy, how old are your kids?
31, 30, and 21.
Okay. Who's the chief bombardier at this moment?
My two youngest.
Okay, let's start. Which would you want to start with, the 30-year-old or the 21-year-old?
Well, we'll do the 21-year-old.
Okay.
He's in the Air Force.
Okay.
And which I think is good for him.
Good.
Because now I'm worried because he went and he's getting out early.
Why?
And because he says it stresses him out.
So he's getting, is he getting an honorable discharge or dishonorable discharge?
Yes. Honorable.
How long has he been in?
4 years.
Three or four, I didn't understand you.
Four.
Okay, what's so stressful now?
Well, because now he's going to get out, and what's he going to do? If he thinks it's easier out here, it's not.
Okay, Sandy, take a deep breath for a minute. Are you married to his father?
No.
Okay, are you divorced or are you never married?
Never married.
Okay. Do you support yourself?
Never married his dad, huh?
Do you support yourself?
Yes.
Okay, great. Look, my dear, you may be right that, but understand, he's the baby of the family, which means we know that babies of the family have certain characteristics in common, right? That they tend to be manipulative, charming, and not very motivated, because there was always somebody there to take care of them, all right? So I think what you have to do, instead of sort of saying, look, it's a tough world out there, you're going to have a hard time getting a job, is understand it's Fisher Cut Bait time for the baby, time for him. He's already left the nest, and the point is he can't come back to the nest except for Sunday brunch and to do his laundry. Don't let him come and live with you, even for a short period of time. You're much better off subsidizing him to live in a, to get a room with a roommate. Plus,
my 30-year-old is moving in with me.
Why?
They're getting a separation, him and his woman, and he's moving in, and they had a house fire, so he's moving in with me today.
For how long?
I don't know. I give him... Okay, you can only be here so long, or what?
Yes. Let's move from the 21-year-old to back to the 30-year-old. Does the 30-year-old have a job?
Yes.
Okay, does he have a good job?
He has an okay job.
When was the house fire?
Monday.
Did it completely devastate the house?
Yeah, the whole top floor is all damaged.
Okay. Is he going to repair it or junk it? What are the plans?
Well, they were renting.
Okay, well, that's good news for him, bad news for the landlord. So if he's renting, then presumably he doesn't have to pay any more rent. How long has he been married?
12, 13 years.
Okay. Does she have a job?
Yes.
Okay. So they have an income. So, listen, rather than having him move in for any more than a week, what I would do here, Sandy, this may be the solution to several problems, is help him find a one- or two-bedroom place that he can afford, and even if you have to subsidize him temporarily, it may be not a whole lot more than a room, but then he and the 21-year-old can live together and let them sort it out. Don't have those kids in your house, because tossing them out, letting them in is easy. Stressful, but easy. Tossing them out is really difficult. So
yeah,
it would
that's
seem to,
what I'm worried about.
So, yeah, no, I agree with you. So here's, the Providence has put a solution in your path, Sugar Plum, which is, it sounds like 30-year-old is going to need a place to live. Can't, you know, and living with you is at best a temporary solution, not to mention it's going to make it much more difficult for you to have a reasonable relationship with your daughter-in-law and any children they have. So let's, before he moves in, I would start looking in the classified sections, and even if you have to subsidize him a little bit, and the 21-year-old can move in with the 30-year-old when he gets out of the service if he wants to. Don't let anybody come and live with you.
Okay, see, I never even thought of that.
All right, and so I'll tell you what, do you have to get back to work, or do you want me to put you on hold and we'll go and deal with the rest of it?
I have to get back to work.
All right, but that should be, all right, call me when you get a chance, but in the meantime, go through the classifieds. You may even find a house-sitting job, have the 30-year-old, don't have him live with you for any more than a week, and tell him that, and have the 30-year-old and the 21-year-old move in, and then they can sort it out, all right? 855-993-7569. Anita, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
My husband and I are have a neighbor next door. She's widowed and retired.
Okay.
And for the past few years, I feel like she's been, using my husband for his handyman services and such, and she does pay him. Yet, the problem is they don't negotiate a price before he starts. So,
honey,
he doesn't know what a handyman. Yeah.
This is really between him and her, because you probably got a reasonable point, and he may either view it as being a good neighbor, or she doesn't have much money and she's paying what she can. But he can always either negotiate the price up front, or refuse to do it. If you get involved in this, he's going to be unhappy with you because you're going to be like his mom telling him what to do. Second of all, you're taking away the good deed part of it. And, he's a grown-up man. He can figure out does he complain to you about it? Does he say she's ripping me off?
It's just that one job will snowball into others.
Well, but again, do you feel that he's taking time away from you to work for her?
He does it when I'm at work.
Okay.
So, because I work weekends.
Okay.
And
Why is it bothersome to you, Sugar Plum?
Just because she has a son. And,
but Anita,
okay.
Look, he's not taking time away from you. He can say no if he doesn't want to do it. He is getting paid for it, and if he wants to negotiate a different price, he can do that. I'd stay out of this.
Right.
I think it's kind of like if he said to you, your mother isn't nice enough to you, or she won't share a recipe or something. You're going to go after him. That's a relationship that's not his relationship, and unless you're complaining to him about it, and if you're complaining to him about it, then he should say, Anita, look, you know what you can do about this, so either do it or don't complain to me about it. And if he complains to you about it, then you've got a legitimate complaint of saying to him, look, I don't want to hear about it. You can either tell her no or charge her more, but don't both do it and then complain about it. But this isn't really, doesn't impact you at all. He's not taking any time away from you. I'd walk away from this one.
All right.
I can hear you're not convinced. Well, you're just going to make him mad at you.
I was on the fence whether to stay out of it completely and let him fight his own battle or go over and talk with her and say, you guys need to negotiate a price.
Well, but you can say that to him, and then he can do it. It's kind of like, if going to school and saying you have to stop picking on my son, your son will get furious with you because it implies that he can't fight his own battles. And I'll tell you what, how about if we did it as a compromise? How about if you said to him, look, honey, if you want, I'll go over and negotiate the price. I'll say I'm your business manager and that you're perfectly willing to do it, but you need to negotiate the price up front. And if he says fine, then you can do it. If he says stay out of it, then I think you have to stay out of it and walk away and give him a kiss on the cheek. Is that fair?
All right. Yes, that's fair.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sugar. Yeah, when in doubt, ask, especially when it comes to kids, right? Because anything you can come up with is not as good as what they come up with, even if they're wrong. Victoria, we've got about a minute before I have to take a break, but tell me what we're going to be talking about. Ooh, even less
than
a minute.
I just wanted to know what your opinion on homeschooling was.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it in just a moment, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. Victoria has called, and your question was about homeschooling, Victoria?
Yeah. Basically, my cousin Holly has two kids, and she's kind of a helicopter mom, and she's like anti-vaccination and stuff like that. And now she's getting really into the homeschooling kid, and her kid's oldest one is almost four. So, like, it's coming up, but she's really into homeschooling. My cousin Heidi and I think that public school is, like, that the social experience that you get is more important, and we're just wondering what your opinion is on homeschooling.
Well, actually, I was saying to Manny just before I took the call, I said, you know, Victoria may not be thrilled with me because I'm not a great fan of homeschooling, but you may be more of a fan than I thought you were going to be. Let me just walk you through it. First of all, for a four-year-old, I think it's a non-issue because, I mean, whether she sends her kid to daycare or preschool or whatever at four, I think is nearly irrelevant, especially because it sounds like she's got two kids. My guess is, again, depending on the social maturity of the four-year-old, that the four-year-old might benefit from a play date or something of that sort. But in terms of schooling, you're probably talking about a 5 or 6 year old before you're really talking about sort of traditional school. So for the first, and what may happen with your cousin, especially if she's got more than one kid, is when she tries to sort of start schooling that four-year-old and the other kid wants playtime or whatever, she may decide in the next year or so that all of a sudden school looks pretty good to her. My issue about homeschooling is partially what you mentioned, is the socialization, because unless you've got twins, and even if you've got twins, there are only two of them or triplets or three of them, and that part of schooling is just learning to get along with your peers and learning to be competitive with them, learning to defer to them, learning to socialize with them, learning all sorts of things that really can't be learned at home just because you don't have age mates there. Now, there are ways, and I think there are people who successfully have homeschooled their kids and have their kids involved in some kind of extracurricular activities, whether it's a sports or scouting or church group or whatever, which they feel takes care of that. And it's hard to argue with that, as long as there's some basis of dealing with peers. So the first issue, exactly as you and I agree, is socialization. The second is academic prowess. And, you know, I just know with my kid that within a fairly short period of time, and I view myself as a relatively smart human being, but I'm not smart across the board. I mean, I don't know everything about everything. And so by the time she was about 5 or 6, well, actually it happened before that because she was in inner city school and she was learning Chinese. And let me tell you what I know about Chinese. Essentially nothing. So I'll give you my best example. I taught my kid to swim when she was about 6 weeks old because for a couple of reasons. We lived on the beach, and I really wanted that extra minute and a half so she didn't panic. She always liked the water, and I figured being a kid, there's not a whole lot you could do, so I thought that would be a fun thing for her to do. And it turned out she literally took to the water like a little duck. And she actually won some swimming awards, but she won them in the only stroke I didn't teach her. She won it in the side stroke, and I didn't teach her the side stroke because I figured, as long as she could do a breaststroke, as long as she could do a crawl, as long as she could float, I wasn't trying to make her an Olympiad. I just wanted her to have that extra confidence in the water, so if something happened, I would have that extra couple of seconds to save her. So my point being that academically, I think a parent, no matter how schooled they are, is going to run out of the ability to teach their child something beyond what they know. And schools can do that. So there's the second part is the academic part. It sounds to me that there's also a third issue with your cousin, in that she is, as you say, a very involved parent. But there may need to be some balance about that intensity with a school, with another adult who is looking at 20 kids, not one. So, you know, I am, it's not that I'm against homeschooling per se, but I think there has to be a good reason to do it. And the classic reasons are that the school system isn't very good. At which point I'm a great fan of parents getting involved in the school system to make it better, or the kid has some socialization issues. And the problem about homeschooling is that it doesn't deal with those socialization issues at all. So if a kid, for example, has social anxiety, is very shy, homeschooling them doesn't help at all because they're never going to overcome that. So it's not that I'm against it per se. I just think that there are some issues that mitigate it being the best for the kid. So I'm, you know, now the question then becomes, Victoria, of how do you deal with your cousin about it? Is she asking your opinion?
Yeah, and like pretty much she's, part of what I said was, well, you know, I think that with what I've heard from people who were homeschooled and people who've talked about it and also kids that I knew who went from homeschool to public school and ended up going back to homeschool was that they really didn't fit in with their peers, and that was something that troubled them. And they felt like they had a little bit of a social handicap. And she said, well, I'm going to raise my kids so that they don't need to fit in to be happy.
Well, I think it depends on the kid. I mean, there are some kids who have really the temperament of loners. But I think as parents, we tend to worry more about those kids than we do the kids who are little social butterflies. And it kind of speaks to the third issue that I was concerned about is one of the reasons that kids get homeschooled is because they have issues at school. They have socialization issues. Either they feel that they're bullied or they're very shy. But how do they overcome them? I mean, you can't, unless you want your kid to be a recluse their whole life and not able to interact with people. And it's not saying that the kid has to be wildly popular, that everybody has to like your kid or your kid has to like everybody. But I think that the school system does give us an opportunity to figure out how to get along with people who are different than we are, how to pick friends, how to become a friend, how to do well in a classroom, for me, it was as much knowing my limits as anything else of what I was good at and what I wasn't good at, because I think in a family situation, you can have a very distorted view of that, you may have a very popular, outgoing, younger sib, and you think, well, gee, nobody really likes me, but the only way you're going to figure that out is you try to make friends and you see what happens. So, and I think assuming what is going to make a four-year-old happy or unhappy, this sounds to me that a parent, I guess what I would do if this were my cousin, because obviously opposing her is not going to work, but asking her what her school experience was and what she felt the strengths were and what she felt the weaknesses were, and that may help both you and her to tease out exactly what her issues are. Because presumably with a four-year-old, she's not worried particularly about the fact that the kid may not be good at math or may be a slow reader. I mean, none of that is really going to be necessarily obvious, but it may be that what we're really talking about is your cousin's school experience and what was good and not good about it. If we need to talk some more about this, just stay on the line for me. Manny will check with you, and we can wander through that a little bit more, because that sounds to me that it may be the issue here, not so much the kid, but the mom. If we need to stay on hold, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.